And we're about to have a chat to Jason Coyle, who's got some nice runners in today. Good morning to you, Jason.
Morning, Jason. Morning, Rob.
Morning, Jason.
Some good runners in today. Ray, I'll ask you about the mare I like of yours memes a bit later on. But I want to start, Jason, with You Make Me Smile. Race number 5, the So You Think. He's a very, very promising colt, and he won 3 of 7. And, of course, back out to the 1,200 metres, I think will probably suit him best today. But you probably would have preferred a little bit of sting out of the ground. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, probably right on both counts. And a nicer gate probably would have helped us a little bit as well. So, you know, he's got a task ahead of him. He's going to need some luck, but he's spot on, and he's a nice colt and very progressive. And I think he can make a good dent in today's race with that little bit of luck.
Mm. Talking to you during the week, Jason, you said he's still very much a colt in terms of he's a little bit arrogant in his races. What do you exactly mean by that?
He's very aggressive in his races. A couple of times there, he's had a horse up outside of him, and he doesn't want to settle in transit. He just wants to race it the entire way, and that can... It obviously brings a horse undone in those closing stages. That petrol tank starts to get low pretty quick. So if you just be able to sort of come back a peg, I think you have a better turn of foot and a stronger finish.
Okay.
So I think, you know, I think his racing performances will dictate whether he stays a colt or whether we yield him in the near future.
Understand. And just from that wide-ish gate, do you just let Cathy roll forward and just let her slide across?
Yeah, especially only yesterday. I'm not going to offer any instructions to Cathy. She knows the horse really well, and from that barrier, I don't think he'd tie anyone down. So, look, I'd anticipate he'd roll forward somewhere. Obviously, speed of the race, tempo early, and the rest of it will dictate where he ends up. But from out there, he's just going to need a bit of luck, I think.
Yep. On to race 6 and Lightning Nick, who's generally a back marker. She's drawn the inside gate, so you probably can settle a bit closer than normal on her.
Yeah, I would hope so. I think we won't be out to force her to be any closer, but if she happens to land in front of a couple, that'd be terrific. I think I spoke to you during the week and suggested that, you know, although she's probably better suited in a midweek race, the Randwick Circuit is definitely up her alley. Canterbury and Warwick Farms seem the tracks that she sort of dislikes, so I think she gets a chance from a soft draw and a soft running transit to run a good race today.
And looks a bit of tempo in this race as well too, Jace, particularly out wide. So hopefully that'll set the race up for Lightning Nick at least to unleash late.
Exactly. Like I said, she won't be doing anything in transit if they go at least a genuine tempo. And, you know, she gets a bit of clean air once she's balanced up, then she's the sort of horse that can hit the line nice and hard.
And onto the July sprint, the main race of the day. And look, she's a little beauty, isn't she, Jason Memes? She's not that big, but she's all heart. And once she learned how to win, she's won 6 of her last 12, and she never runs a bad race, Jason.
No, very honest. She probably her last run, last prep was so-so, but you look at the horses she was racing at the time, and the form through there is very good. I think she's come back in great order. I couldn't have been happier with her barrier trials. Regular rider Rachel King rode her, and she came back with positive reports. So she's in really good order, and we're just hoping that all things go well in transit for her, and she can stick her head out at the right time.
She's got a reputation of being of excelling on wet tracks, but her record on top of the ground's also really good: 10 starts, 3 wins, 5 placings. And she is at Randwick, which she absolutely loves, over a trip that she loves. And the Randwick track over recent weeks too, Jason's probably had a little bit of give in it compared to particularly Rose Hill.
Yeah, I'd agree with all that. Obviously, I probably would have preferred something into the soft range for her. I do think she appreciates that. And if anything, a couple of those horses with maybe a slightly better turn of foot might be taken out of the equation. But agree, Randwick's probably got a nice cushion to it. She'll appreciate that, and fresh form's good. So, yeah.
And she goes particularly well for Rachel as well, Jason.
Yeah, we haven't given anyone else a chance. Or given anyone else a chance. She's done everything right. She's, you know, she gets on with the horse really well. She knows how to ride her. She's happy to, you know, dictate a race or take a sit off the tempo. So, once again, it's good to have a regular rider on that you don't have to offer too many instructions to.
Yeah, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it in relation to Rachel. And down to the last, Speed Hero has got a run, as we know, Jason. And, look, I know it's a step up in grade, but his 3 runs this prep have all been excellent, particularly his last start win at Warwick Farm. He's a get-back horse, but he's really attacking the line this prep.
Yeah, I'd probably put him in the same sort of category as Lightning Nick. You sort of think he is probably better suited in a midweek style of race, but he has to go to tracks such as Canterbury, and although he won at Warwick Farm, I'm sure he appreciates a bigger circuit. I think he's drawn quite well, sort of middle there. Once again, a genuine tempo suit. He's the sort of horse that I think he can, travel up in behind them and get sort of a late shot at them. I think way down in the weights here, you've got to be some hope.
And just a quick update on Siren's Fury, your Dark Jewel Classic winner, and my little favourite, Jason White Moss.
Yeah, White Moss is going to go for a good break. She won't be seen during the spring. She was pretty disappointing up in Queensland with the opinion we had going up there. So she'll have a really good break, and we'll see her once everyone's happy with how she's spelled. Siren's Fury, she's just started up in Queensland on the Water Walker. She's going to spend probably another 7 days, say, up there. Then she'll come back to the Warwick Farm Stable and possibly head towards the Golden Pendant, I think mm-hmm. it's called, the, yep. the 1400 mm-hmm. mares race. More than likely first up.
Terrific. And just quickly, Jason, two runners at Kembla today. Lord Heron was pretty good on debut, and your witness is drawn the nice gate. Also comes off a pretty solid effort at Newcastle last start.
Yeah, I think Lord Heron is a really nice horse. He's just very, very mature. He's very raw. Although a three-year-old, he's probably got the mind of a two-year-old at the moment. He raced really ungenerous at Newcastle, yet still was able to find the line well. So he would have taken improvement from that. Barrier hasn't helped again. But the small field hopefully suits. I think whatever he does today, next preparation, I truly believe he can sort of at least work his way into the metropolitan area. So, fingers crossed for today. But I think next prep, you'll see a really nice horse.
Terrific.
All right, Jason, many thanks, and good luck with all of your team today.
Thank you. Have a good one.